Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, have you ever met someone that exceeded your expectations? Like, or maybe you've gone to a restaurant where it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was going to be this good. Or maybe your kid outperformed in a track meet or something. You were so proud. Or maybe you hired a coach and you couldn't believe what they did for you. Well, you know what? My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio, and I once had a client who exceeded my expectations. I couldn't believe how successful he was so fast. I've actually had a couple of clients like that, like Joel Marion, who's gone on from being a teacher, struggling broke teacher, to building a $100 million business. But today I want you to meet my friend and client, Ron Mora, from Canada, up here in Canada, where he really exceeded my expectations. He came to one of my workshops, and I thought, hey, you know what? Ron's a great guy. He'll do well. But wow, he went home and went from zero to hero. He went and built a six-figure second career really, really fast, despite having two children under the age of three, one of them just 4 weeks old. You know what? He overcame $70,000 in debt. He overcame all of these struggles. And he took a chance on his second chance. He was fueled by his vision. He took massive action. And today, not only does he have that second career, he also does sales for me and is on the verge of a third six-figure business. And he has a fourth one in store in the future. He has a happy wife, happy life, and he plays golf almost every single day. This guy went from zero to hero, and you're going to meet Ron on this episode of Early to Rise Radio, which is brought to you by my Perfect Life Workshop. Okay, so Ron came to my Perfect Life Workshop in September of 2018. In October of 2018, he was already making $10,000 a month in his second career. So this is the six-figure second career show, and you are just absolutely going to love it. And if you want to build a six-figure second career or a six-figure first career, you need to come and get coaching from me. So go to perfectlifeworkshop.com. Watch the video there and then fill out the application. All right, let's go and talk to Ron. Let's figure out how he found me in the first place and why I resonated with him. And then more importantly, how he's able to do all of this great stuff. Ron, my man, thank you so much for being here. This is going to be awesome. How did you find me back in the day?
Oh man, thanks for having me here, Craig. Well, you know what's funny? I had a BlackBerry for the longest time, probably the longest using BlackBerry user. And my BlackBerry died and my wife gave me her iPhone. And then I got introduced to Instagram. And then somehow I got connected to your stories, but I knew of you in the past through Turbulence Training and Men's Health and your articles you wrote there. But really it was just, you know, just finally, I got hooked on your stories.
Got it. Yeah, we'll dive deep into the Instagram stories and that sort of stuff in a moment. Now, what resonated with my messages? And for people that don't use Instagram, don't discount, you know, what Ron's going to answer here, because it's really, it's not about the medium, it's about what was said. So what was it in my messages, Ron, whether it was Instagram or email or YouTube or whatever, what connected with you?
Well, you know, I could right off the bat, I knew that you were very genuine and you were very direct on what you helped people do. And in your case, I needed a solution to my problem was make more money and move into online fitness. And you gave me value and you made it interesting. I followed along with your stories because you got me hooked. And then you always had, you know, a call to action. And then I said, why not? I swiped up and, you know, I took action because I just followed what, you know, I mean, I needed the help.
You sent a direct message to me and we had a conversation on that, right?
Actually, yeah. So I remember I did direct message you and, you know, the main thing that was interesting, you responded right away. And I think you even took a picture because I didn't know if it was really you or not. So I'm like, it's probably just his assistant or something. But mm-hmm. You took a picture of you. You gave me a thumbs up. And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. I'm communicating with Craig Ballantyne. Like he's an influencer and he took time out of his day. So then I knew if you were going to take the time to respond to me, I wanted to explore. And I think we jumped on a call from there and, you know, and now we're here.
Yeah, I think it was right before I was going on my big trip in the summer of 2018 that we connected. And then I think we connected right after I got back, and we got you signed up for the workshop, which we'll dive a deeper into. But, you know, Ron, so what was your situation when you reached out? You know, what drove you to reach out? What was the burning desire inside you that you know, you were kind of saying enough is enough? You know, things are good, but I want to go to the next level.
Well, yeah, I've been a trainer for the longest time, 20 years in the industry. I had a brick and mortar gym. And then when I got married and had kids, I want to spend more time with them. So I trained clients out of my basement. So I had a gym in the basement, but I was just stuck in this prison. I mean, I would make more money, but I had to see people, and I was working in the morning, working in the evening, and I never got to see my kids. And I'm like, they're only young for a short period of time. I need a solution. I always talked about going online, becoming a trainer, but I never did anything about it because I didn't know how to do it. So I was like, enough is enough. I got to take action, because really, I mean, September 2019, both of my kids will be in double daycare, and it cost around 20 grand for 10 months. So I had a deadline. I'm like, if I don't get to figure this out, how am I going to pay for daycare? So it was, I needed to take action right away.
Okay. And so when you have that kind of fire inside you, it fuels you to take action. And, you know, what was your next step? You know, because there's always this level of, well, you know, the know, like, and trust factor that we talk about, but there's skepticism. So, you know, we had a call, and how did I overcome your skepticism? And this is great for everybody listening who either does email sales or phone sales, because listen, doesn't matter what you think about yourself, there's always skepticism on the other side. So what was the skepticism that I was able to overcome?
Well, early on, when I watched your stories, before we had the call, you always showed testimonials. So I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. This person would get results. This person would get results. So the barriers started to go down. And then we had a call, and I still wasn't sure. And then you took me on for another call, because we had, you know, I had a meeting after our call, so we had to cut it short. And then I'm like, you know what? I've seen the social proof. He's done it time and time again. And we built that rapport. And because, you know, you took time out of your day to initially respond to my messages and then jump on two calls, I'm like, he's genuine. He's helped people. Why not? I got to pull the trigger.
Yeah. And did you ever have that feeling like, hey, if it worked for all these other people, it'll work for me too?
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it as there's this trainer and this trainer. I'm like, I know I'm a good trainer. I just need the right coaching. So I'm like, this is it. I finally said, enough's enough. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. So Ron, you have two kids or three?
I've got two. My Bennett now is 10 months, but when I started coaching with you, he was only 4 weeks. I remember when I went to the workshop, it was tough for my wife, because for me to be a day apart from my kids is tough, but especially when they're both young. And my Nova now is 3 years old. We call it, she's a three-nager. So, you know,
that's hilarious.
She keeps us up. We don't get much sleep, but they're amazing. They're amazing kids. And I'm just so blessed to, you know, have a very supportive wife. So I just want to spend as much time with them. They're only young for just a short period of time. When they get older, they don't want to hang out with you. So,
yeah, absolutely. So this is, you know, a great part for us to say, hey, listen, everybody listening, you might have kids, you might have to take care of aging parents, you might have, you know, doing this as a side hustle. And the question I want to ask you here, Ron, is, you know, a guy who's training, you were training 20 or 30 hours a week. So you had two babies, you had a wife and a marriage you wanted to keep strong. You have family and you like to play a little golf. So how are you able to do all of this and make the transition over? Like how did you make the time for this?
Well, you know, I should mention I was 70K in debt too before I hired you. So I just said, I need the coaching. Once I got my structure down and the singularity of focus, everything changed. And then I learned to say no to tasks that don't serve me, like cutting my grass. You know, we got meal delivery service as well. It opened up my day and allowed me to do the things that I love. And every day I have to do something for myself. It might be selfish, but that's why golf or taking some time to go and work out, because as a parent, you get, you know, you're pulled in different directions, and I needed to keep my, you know, myself grounded. So I found an activity that I'm outside, I'm enjoying it, I'm meeting people, but also there's extreme structure. I'm up early in the morning, I'm in bed when my kids go to bed, and I don't waste time. Like I don't know what's the latest thing on Netflix. I don't go to movies, and you know, I don't watch TV. So it's structure. Structure equals freedom, and you taught me that. So I mean, I'm producing more work now than I have ever done. And before, I was just busy getting nothing done, but now I'm just effective, and I just execute and I become an operator because of your help.
Well, so I want to actually backtrack a little bit. And you said you were 70K in debt. Now, most people who are 70K in debt, they would never think of investing in themselves. What was the mindset that you had to take on, and or what mindset did you have? I know there was like that fire in your belly, but to make that leap, what was it?
Well, honestly, it's the fact that I wanted to pay my dad back. I, you know, he helped me at the time of my life that I struggled. And him getting older, you know, he's in his 70s. I'm like, I need to make this happen now so he can retire and become my bookkeeper. And I pay him, you know, lots of money to be my bookkeeper. But that was my fire. That was my, I wanted to get him to retire. And I knew I could make it happen because I had the skill set. I would work hard. I just didn't have the direction. And, you know, I just believed in myself because I've seen the social proof that was provided from watching your stories, and I followed you, and I knew I could make it happen. I just needed the guidance. So I never hesitated. During our call, I would never say, what if it didn't work? I never entertained the idea that it didn't work, because it was going to work. Whether I had to, like now I'm up at 3:30 every morning. I'm not suggesting everyone wake up that time, but that's the only way I can get things done. I have 3 hours by myself to get things done. Then I'm a dad, then I change roles, but I knew I can do it. I just needed the guidance. I needed the coaching. I need someone accountable to hold me to what I said I was going to do. And that's what you've been doing.
And so now you've paid off most of the debt?
Yeah, paid off half of that, and we're on track. So 35K down. We moved to a new home. That was one of my goals. I'm ahead of the game. I was supposed to put the move, you know, when we set our vision in the workshop, September 2019 was when we were supposed to move to the bigger home, but now we're there now. And the thing is, I don't celebrate. It's weird because before I would say, we got a new home, sit back, let's party. Now it's like, no, you got the house, back to work. So it's just my approach to life, my approach to business is so much different now. You know, so what? I bought a house. Okay, next task. Let's keep going. Let's pay dad off. Let's keep moving. Let's help more people. It's never like in the past, I would get wins and then I would waste time. You know, I would go party. I would just, you know, go out. But now it's like, no, life is way too short. I have to execute my vision and I've got to leave a legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so talk about your vision that you had. Maybe you had a small vision, maybe an unclear vision before you and I started working together, and how that fueled you. And then how the vision exercise at the workshop really created a masterpiece in your mind that has fueled you to keep on going and going and going and take that, you know, the way you said, hey, when we win something, it's just like, hey, what's next? That's the idea from Relentless with Michael Jordan. And Relentless by Tim Grover, who is Michael Jordan's personal trainer. And Michael Jordan, when he would win the NBA trophy, they need a name for that thing. You know, it's not the, not the Stanley Cup and it's not the Super Bowl. You win the NBA championship and he would just say, okay, what time we train tomorrow? You know, what's next? Mm. What's next? What's next? And that's the way that you are now, relentless and focused. But how did the vision play into this? And for what would you say to everybody listening who has never done a vision before? And why do they need a vision? How important is that vision? And what does the vision allow you to do and allow you to stop doing?
Well, it's so important. Before, I would look at it just as business. I need to make this much, this much. But when we sat down in the workshop, I realized the friction in my life was my actions weren't aligned with my values. And once I got clear on what my values were, and once I got them in alignment, everything clicked. I'm like, this is amazing. So I need to get rid of bad habits. I needed to stop doing XYZ, and I needed to focus on this. Date nights was a priority. You know, having breakfast with my kids and having dinner with my kids is a priority. And that's a non-negotiable. Before, it was just all business directed. So it's interesting. I mean, I hired you as my business coach, but you've done so much more. You've been my mentor. You showed me how to live a fulfilling life, but not just in business, to find the balance. So I can step away and hang out with my kids when they're playing soccer versus having my phone out, because that was Ron before. Ron, he's a hard worker. He's a businessman. Now I've got different, you know, I'm a family man. And there was friction there. So you helped me with that friction. And that was so important. I wasn't expecting it. That hurt. That, because I had to dig deep and look into my life and what I've done. And, you know, once you evaluate that, you know, it becomes very clear on what you have to do next.
Yeah. And that leads to like, oh my gosh, people are like, oh my God, 3:30 in the morning. There's no way I'm doing that. And like you said, people, we don't have to do 3:30.
No.
But you're up before Mark Wahlberg, which is impressive. Mm. You're up before me. Mm. And you're up and doing your morning routine because you're fueled by your vision. And as I like to say, your values and your vision drive every decision. Your values are family. Your values are paying off the debts. And your vision is to do that and be there for your kids and all the stuff that we all want. So what is your morning routine specifically? Mm. You get up at 3:30 and then, you know, I think you transition to dad at 6:45. So walk us through the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, honestly, like I don't, I'm not the type that meditates. So I plug my headphones in and I'd listen to, you know, Les Brown's, Anthony Robbins, just to get my day set, but I'm moving. Like I'm just getting my morning routine. I put my coffee on, you know, I let the dog out and that's like 20, like maybe 10, 20 minutes. Then I got to get a workout in, you know, 3:50 or 4 o'clock, my workouts. Now here's the thing. I can't spend an hour working out. I just can't. So it's half an hour, three times a week. And then I do my stories. You know, once I'm done my stories, I post on my feed. And then I start, because I'm a fitness coach, online fitness coach, I have set hours where I respond to my clients. That way I'm not on their time. And then, you know, I'm back home. I cook breakfast. Kids are up six, you know, now I have to be there 6:15 because my Nova wakes up earlier. But I feel like I don't want to be reactive. I don't want to wake up to a crying baby, even though it's my own child. It never settled. It wasn't a good feeling. So that's why I love waking up early. I feel accomplished. And then I'm with my kids, you know, from 6:15, 6:30 to around, you know, 8:30. And then I'm either on calls or training some clients. Cause I have a garage gym now and I have 20 appointments that I do. They're half an hour session. So I'm only doing 10 hours of training.
Okay. It was at one point 20 hours, right? Like when you finished the workshop and that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, it was even, I was thinking of scaling that. And then you told me, no, you gotta get rid of that and do more online. And I was hesitant at first because I was saying no to dollars initially, but the online scaled because I just trusted the system. See, the morning routine is not elaborate. It's very methodical. It's very boring. But I'm okay with boring because I know it produces results.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you're up at that time and there is a lot going on and you do go on social media. How do you stay focused? What are some of the tips and tricks that you have to block the temptations and improve the right actions and make them automatic?
Yeah, this is so key. You've taught me this. I stopped surfing. I stopped YouTubing. Aside from in the morning when I listen to the motivational speaking, I mute a lot of people. I don't follow a lot of people. It's business media. That's it. Because you can get sucked into following other people and the comparison, but I don't compare myself to anyone else's channel. I still have a moderately small channel, but I don't look at number of followers. I look at, you know, a bank account amount. I don't follow other people very seldom, except obviously you. I love watching your stories, Pedro's, and some of our students. I want to make sure they're on point, but it's dedicated time. So I don't get sucked in and check constantly.
Yeah, that's impressive. So let's talk money because that's what everybody is on here for. Cause this is really about a six-figure second career. And that's essentially what you've built is a six-figure second career that was related to your first career, but still. So let's talk about getting clients. Let's talk about making sales. Let's talk about getting into your community because people who are listening to this and say, well, I don't do online stuff. I'm a brick and mortar in a local business. Well, listen, you've been a brick and mortar in a local business, but you also have gotten a lot of your online clients from the local community. So talk to us about going into the community and getting sales and also getting it through referrals.
Yeah, absolutely. The referral scripts you gave me were fantastic. What I would do is I looked at, although it's an online business, I need the first, because I had a small following, cater my local like community. So I would set up lunch and learns initially. And then I would also be in places that my clients would hang out. Like my client avatar, they would be at Starbucks. If some, you know, that's my ideal client. They're busy parents. They typically go to Starbucks. So I set up shop there and that's when I would do my follow-ups with my own like current clients, they would see me there passing by very strategically. They're like, what's this guy doing? He's always here. And you know, it piques curiosity. I just tell them, oh, I'm an online coach. Or if I hadn't seen someone in a while, I'd say, hey, by the way, I'm doing online training. Follow me on Instagram. So they would follow me on Instagram. And then they go through the channels, they go to my stories, and then eventually you get them in the DM, and then you make a sale. So it's not necessarily, I'm not working with people all around the world. I just started with my local community, but now it's like, okay, so I'm training with someone and their aunt is in another city. Okay, they can work with me because remote training is amazing because the referrals are easier. It's not like they have to be in the same city and you're not bound by, or the same, even the same country. You're not bound by time because you can scale. Most of the time, the issues before with my trainings, everyone wanted 5:15 or 5:30 or 6. Now it's like remote, you know, online training. It's you get them on a platform and you get them set up and you can scale. So I had some quick wins early on, thanks to your help, which really got me to just get so pumped up and propelled me forward.
Well, that's another thing that I talk about all the time in my coaching. And I tell people this in their businesses. They have to deliver the results in advance. They have to give people quick victories. So what were some of the quick victories that showed you that, hey, this is possible, that kept you going? And it doesn't necessarily have to be just sales. It could have been where you saw that the process was working.
Well, you know, I followed the script that you gave me for the daily stories. And I had a couple people like early on reach out and I closed a big sale, paid in full, you know, $3,600. And then in 28 days, I just kept the momentum going and I hit 10K, over 10K in 28 days. Then I'm like, this is unbelievable. And the process was posting good stories, good content, using your script and having a call to action before. I don't know why I was afraid to, you know, ask for the sale. So you gave me a script that I'm like, oh man, when it came to the call to action, I was like hesitant, but I'm like, nope, call to action. That's the only way. You got to have a sense of urgency. You got to tell people what you do, because I think people were confused initially. They're like, Ron Mora, wasn't he a personal trainer? What is he doing now? Giving advice. Then it was specific. I'm an online fitness coach. Here's what I can do for you. Here's what you get. And this is why you need to take action now. So that's when it changed.
Yeah. And we had a big conversation in our Facebook group for our clients about how they have to have that call to action and how you can't, you know, put on the kid gloves and pull your punches and all those sort of things. And so, because you said, hey, listen, if Craig didn't make that call to action back in the day, I wouldn't be here where I am now, you know, hitting that 10K in 28 days. So that's a powerful message right there. Now, you had fast results. And where are you today in your business? And how many people are you helping? And what's your furthest, you know, your client that lives the furthest away? And, you know, what else have we got going on in the business now? Because you're also doing sales and coaching for me because I saw the talent within you.
Yeah. So I have 40, right? I had 42. Now I'm at 40 clients. And the furthest away, I have someone in Nebraska. I've never been to Nebraska before, but seeing, I know the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Exotic world of Nebraska. You know, you got Brantford, Ontario helping Nebraska. I know. This is amazing.
But the amazing thing is the success stories. I got a client named Joe. He dropped 100 pounds.
Wow.
So that is unreal.
Wait, and since September?
What's that? Well, he dropped... Yeah, September 2000 and yeah, that was 9 months ago. Yeah.
Holy cow. That's amazing.
So but he came in with it. He had urgency. So yeah. Joe was becoming a new dad. He had just came back from the doctors and the doctor said, you need to take care of your health. Otherwise you're not going to be there for your child. Talk about urgency. And I knew Joe before and he came to me. He's like, I need help. And I'm like, yeah. I've got the solution for you, my man. And I care about people. I want everyone to win. So when I look at it from a business side, that's great that I'm making a good living. But it came in just wanting to help people because I knew I can help people lose weight. I just wanted an opportunity to help more people and find a way to give people autonomy with their fitness. That way they're not bound by stuck with, oh, they've got to see a trainer. So then they can do things on their own. And it's amazing that you give people the right tools, you give them a chance to make mistakes, and you can solve, you know, you can help them.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I talked about during one of your training for our clients was that you have to be a problem solver. That's the whole point of this thing is you come up with, you got to find people with problems and solve them as quickly as possible, and they will pay you because you're adding value to their world. So that's super awesome. And so what's your monthly income now with the online coaching only aspect of it?
Online coaching access. So it's going to be this month. It's going to be, so over, it's going to be 11K.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm paying you like $2,000 or $3,000 in commissions every month for sales, right?
Yeah, we're not including that.
And yeah, but I think that's whereabouts you are, right?
Oh, yeah. US dollars too are always accepted.
Yeah, for us Canadians, it's great. It's like getting paid double. And so, you know, just a little background for everybody listening is I saw Ron taking action. And, you know, I'll be honest, Ron, like, you know, you were another client that came and I work with hundreds and, you know, thousands of entrepreneurs. And I was like, okay, he's a good guy. We'll see what he does. And you far exceeded my expectations. Mm. And I saw that. I'm like, what other opportunities can I give Ron? And I realized, you know, you and I share the same values, family values. You and I have the commonality of Canadian and, you know, you've been to the workshop. I've met you. We've had a lot of communication. You're consistent in your weekly accountability updates. So that was another feather in your cap. And you were closing phone sales on the phone. And I was like, I need a guy like Ron. So we gave you the chance and we did role playing where, you know, we improved some of the areas where you needed a little bit of help. And you were a fast student and you were taking massive action on that. And so that was, you know, just another thing that made me go, man, I got to get this guy consistent sales calls. Sure enough, you're closing them. You closed, was it one today or two today on July 4th? You're closing the sale on July 4th, right?
July 4th. I got
Peter joined, right?
Today? Yeah. Peter joined today. Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And then we had a sale on our Instagram course. It's been a really great money day for ETR with sales today. And so this is, you know, Ron working and attracting opportunity is what he has done. And so you thought, hey, when I'll go and get some advice from this Craig guy and maybe start an online coaching business. You didn't know you become an online sales guy for me. Plus, you also now do coaching for me, business coaching. So, you know, this is it, just everybody listening, like, this is not just a second career for 100K. You know, Ron's soon going to have a third career of 100K, which is sales. And then he might have a fourth career of 100K, which will be business coaching. And Ron, are you 40 yet? You're 30.
I'm 39 right now.
Okay.
40 in January. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. You know, late 30s, hitting a second, third, and fourth six figure career. And it just showing you what is possible when you get a coach, you get a mentor, you get a blueprint, you follow it, you take action, you're consistent, you're dependable, you're reliable. Man, I mean, success in life just is generally so easy. But you know, we all struggle. We all struggle from time to time. Everybody knows my struggles with anxiety and all that sort of stuff. So what were some of your early struggles, whether it was in this coaching or even before the coaching that, you know, because now I look at you and go, how could you not have been successful, you know, super successful all your life? I know you were successful before, but now you're even more successful. How, you know, what was holding you back in the past?
You know, it's simple. I was holding myself back in the past, just like bad habits, you know. And another big thing was for me, when I started doing stories, I was just scared. Like, I just felt like this imposter syndrome. I'm like, what if someone, I post a video, like as a kid growing up, they used to call me Scrawny Ronnie. So that version of me where I'm a skinny kid, I got a big nose and big ears. So he goes on camera. And what if people start making fun of me? So that was like, it was tough, but then I'm like, I got to suck it up. And I just got to do it, because if I believe in what I can help people with, it is my duty. And I remember your story. You're telling me, like in your videos, you were saying someone's crying themselves to sleep because you have a solution and you're too scared to post. That one hit me hard. I said, you know what? Let's go put it out there. And it doesn't matter if people don't like it, if people unfollow me, that is okay. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to take my best version of me and move me forward. So posting early on was tough, but then it got, you know, it's like anything. You practice like rep by rep, like working out, and it gets easier. And I just kept posting. And now it's so natural to me.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because a lot of people are scared to do this. But, you know, if somebody's ever played golf or learned to juggle or has become an accountant, you've done way harder things than making videos. Mm. And there are people out there hurting because you're not doing your stuff. So what were some of your biggest lessons from working with me back in the day?
Wow, you know what? Biggest lesson, extreme ownership. Okay. So if you make a mistake, just
that's a Jocko Willing thing. That's Jocko Willing's term for it. I'm just about, you know, personal responsibility, but extreme ownership is a better way of saying it.
Yeah, more so like I know that early on I would make mistakes, but I didn't make excuses. You would give me great feedback and I would just listen to the feedback and take it in. And I know, you know, I've made mistakes in the past, but I would always make excuses. But in your case, I just took it. And then for me, I'm a sensitive person. And you told me, I remember very clear, you sent me an email. You said, you have to detach the emotion and look at feedback. For some reason, sometimes I didn't like feedback. I always make excuses. And, you know, and if you're not early, you're late, period. That's it. There's no, that's it. So that was hard lessons. And, you know, but that's how you get better. When you take personal responsibility, it's all up to you and it's all your fault if something goes wrong. And if not, you know, you just have to suck it up. And that was huge for me.
Well, those are some really good mantras. And you said you had a specific one for 2019 that was part of your success. Mm. What was that? I'm really curious because man, there's a bunch of them of my phrases that I know you love. And I'm wondering if one of those.
I love it. It's going to be the best at less rather than mediocre at many, because when that workshop, I'm like, yes, be the best at less. So now people give me opportunities. Hey, do you want to do a boot camp? Nope. Hey, can you train me this time? Nope. Hey, do you want to do this? Nope. So just be the, and I'm just focusing on what I'm good at and I'm going all in. So I'm not trying to train an athlete anymore. I'm not trying to train someone who had low back disorder, even though I worked with Dr. Stuart McGill at the University of Waterloo. Mm-hmm. I'm just focusing on the fat loss for busy parents, and I help them eat and move better so they can lose weight, feel great, and look amazing. That's it.
Yeah, that is really important. And you know, that motto and mantra that Ron shared is the one that I used in 2018 to have a huge breakthrough in my business. And so, you know, he kind of borrowed that one. But you know, there's a couple other ones I thought you were going to say. I thought you might have said, you know, the action.
Oh, actually, the action. Oh, yeah. Action beats anxiety. Motion beats meditation. And work beats worry. Because there were times where I did second guess early on, and I had that mantra on a board. I would just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And you repeat it enough. And once I learned that, I don't procrastinate anymore. In the past, I would. Anytime I'm stuck doing something, I take action. You've got to take action. That's it. And then if you're worried, just work. If you do work, it will worry. So that's another big one as well.
Yeah. And then what about success loves speed? What do you think of that one?
Oh, man. It is so true. Similar to like my clients who get early success in the first few weeks, they're going to re-sign. And like the clients who start early on and get quick wins, they're going to stay on for 6 months and then 1 year. So that is so important to have those quick wins. But you got to take action. You can't hesitate and never look back. And you never give up. Even if things don't work out, you will find a way. So when things weren't working out for me, I messaged you, I emailed you, I did every single week. I don't think you allowed it to not work because of how you kept in touch every week. Because
the accountability is so key. And it doesn't matter if someone's losing fat or building a business or learning Instagram or becoming a speaker. You have to have the constant check-ins. If you let somebody wander off into the dark forest and get off the path of success, man, it is so hard to get them back on track because they're either chasing a shiny object or they're fearful or whatever it is. So, you know, coaches, managers, bosses, business owners, listen to this. You have to do regular check-ins with your team members, with your kids, with your business partners, weekly check-ins. We do the weekly email coaching and accountability with all my clients, which Ron is a part of. We were doing weekly role plays for a while to improve his sales until he got up to a high level. We were, you know, with my team members, I do this goal set and review weekly meeting. Ron does weekly check-ins with his clients in the weight loss world. You have to stay on top. And Bedros always uses this great analogy that, hey, listen, you can be 1% off in direction for a short amount of time. It's not going to bother you. But if you go across the ocean 1 degree off, you end up in a different country. And so that's because you didn't course correct. And so it's very, very powerful. So Ron, I appreciate you bringing that one up as well. And like you said, you get your clients fast victories. And so what are some of the, you know, the clients that you have that have gotten fast victories that everybody listening could take away and say, man, I could go and get that victory and get momentum and motivation to keep going?
So for my fitness clients, me?
Yeah, it could be your fitness clients, could be your coaching clients. You know, what are some of the stories?
So, Yeah. So what I do right away, and I learned this from you, I would send them right when someone signs up, I give them like a dining out guide. I give them all the tools to get started right away. And I use the check-ins every single week for clients. I get my clients, my fitness clients, to weigh in every Monday and Friday. And we just attack things right away. I get them to check their calories early on for a few weeks. And then we slowly take them away and figure out the right calories for them. But by them, we end up planning the weekends for them to win. Because for fitness, a lot of people in fat loss, they do well Monday to Friday. And Saturday, Sundays, that's where they go wrong. So I would attack weekenditis, I call it. So weekenditis is where most people go wrong. Majority of people, if you fix that right away, they're going to lose weight because they'll do things really well Monday to Friday. So that's a quick way for fitness trainers to get their clients on track. Don't address like the minutiae. Just attack the big rocks, which is the weekenditis that are hurting people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, we also, you know, I joked a lot about the ABC, the always be closing, mm-hmm. the coffee is for closers, you know, that sort mm-hmm. of stuff. But it truly is a mantra that you have to follow if you want to grow your business. And so how are you using this in what you do?
Always be, oh, okay. So like, let's say roll call, when I speak to someone, you always have to, you know, ask for the sale, and you can't have delay in the sale. So whenever I have objections, I isolate every single objection, and I get people to realize that they do have a problem, because some people don't realize that, okay, this is a problem. Like if they've been overweight for 10 years and they are always yo-yo dieting. So you get them to figure out there is a problem, and you've got to get them when their motivation's high. You got to get them to, you got to close them early. You can't have delay. And then you give them results in advance right away because you don't want buyer's remorse.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. So Ron, just another quick piece of advice. How are you able to balance the family life, 2 kids under 3 and the golf habit? Like, actually tell us a little bit about your golf, because it's like people think, oh my gosh, golf, you play 6 hours of golf a day, but you don't. So tell us.
No. So my club, they know me as 9-hole Ron. So I will golf, and with golf, the golf club that I'm part of, there's a lot of, wealthy individuals. There's a lot of people that I aspire to be like, but I only do 9 holes. So when they see me golf, 9 holes takes 2 hours. And then I go home. I mean, I go back to work. I'll say, see you later, guys. Got to go back to work. They respect that. With golf, I'm outside. I'm in nature. I'm golfing with different people. And with golf, you can't hide your true self. So I have a bad shot. I got to just stay composed. You know, I have an amazing drive. You got to stay composed. So it is a great analogy for life, for really good golfers. Like you can't look too far ahead. You can't look back. You got to be in the moment in golf. And that's why I love it. And it's all between the ears. So it serves a lot of purpose. I'm outdoors getting my vitamin D, meeting new people. And I'm so bad at it that I just want to improve. So I'm trying to get into like a 10 handicap, like drop my handicap to become a better golfer. But it's just challenging for
maybe,
me.
Maybe one day you can be a 1 handicap like President. What?
Oh my goodness. That'd be a 1 handicap. I'm probably 20 years away. I'll probably give up and move on to another lawn bowling or something.
Amazing. Amazing. So Ron, a couple of last questions. You know, what advice do you have for someone who is thinking about hiring a coach?
Stop thinking. You know, what do you have to think about? You know, in my case, you just got to do it. I couldn't afford not taking action. And there's a quote I remember, indecision is going to cost you more money than making the wrong decision. So even if you didn't hire the best coach, you're going to be moving forward. So stop thinking, more action, and just do it.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, everybody's probably going, man, this guy's done so much, but what does the future look like?
You know what? The old Ron would say, let's, you know, franchise, let's do, nope, you got to do the same thing until you have it done for a year. And then I guess I'll discuss with you our next steps. And then we build from there, but I'm not going to build a course. I'm not going to build an app. I'm just going to do high end fitness coaching like you told me to do day one. And I've got to replicate it and get better results, better retention. Just keep getting better. Close, improve the closing, improve the lead gen, and just keep getting better. So nothing too crazy. It's just refining the process and figuring out where there's gaps that need to be filled.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. All right. So Ron, I really, really appreciate this. It's been absolutely amazing. And, you know, I hope people listening say, you know what, I got to learn from Ron. I got to learn from Craig. and they come to my workshop, or they get phone coaching from me or from you, Ron, or they join our 2X program, because there's going to be a lot more teaching and training. We're just going to show people like, hey, listen, you can build these things and grow them to high levels at no matter what your age, no matter what your current business.
Absolutely. With clarity, with blueprint, and the most important thing, that coaching accountability, you'll be amazed. I'm just living proof of it. So thank you so much, Craig. I am forever indebted to you. What I've been able to do, I get emotional sometimes because I can't believe how far I am. And you are the main driver in that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Awesome, man. I really appreciate you, dude.
Thank you, Craig.
Amazing. I could talk to that guy for a long, long time. Ron is just awesome. He's a regular guy living the dream, but it's his dream, right? He gets up at 3:30. He plays golf. That's what he wants to do. Now, you're going to have a different dream, but I will show you how to get there once we build your vision. And there's five things that Ron stopped doing in order to be successful. He said, never give up, never give in. Okay, I'm going to stop giving in. I'm going to stop doubting myself. I'm going to stop reinventing the wheel. I'm going to stop overthinking. I'm going to stop procrastinating. And by doing those things, Ron became successful. He paid off the debt that he had to his father. He's on his way to multiple six figures. And he's just a regular guy living the dream. So listen, let me know what you thought of today's show, okay? Do you want more success story interviews like this, or do you want more solo rants from me? Send me an Instagram direct message at RealCraigValentine, or email me at support@earlytorise.com, and let me know what you thought of today's show. I usually don't interview people through Zoom or Skype or anything because it's not great, but Ron and I have that connection. Let me know if you want more in-person interviews or what you want on the show. And then hover to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star rating. We would absolutely love it. And then finally, if you want to be my next success story, if you want to build a six-figure second career, if you want to be a millionaire, go to perfectlifeworkshop.com today and apply to be my next success story like Ron and all the other great men and women that I'm helping around the world. I can't wait to work with you soon.